Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today are Mark Smith, CEO of NioCorp Developments Limited, as well as the company's VP of Investor Relations, Teresa McGowan. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, ticker symbol NB, as well as on the OTCQX, ticker symbol NIOBF. Thanks for joining us today there.
It's our pleasure, Juan. Thank you for having us.
Great. So, yeah, starting off, please give us a history and overview of the company for some of our listeners that are new to the story.
So, NioCorp is a resource company that we're in the early development stages. We have the second largest and third richest niobium resource known in the world. It's located, the project is located in the southeast corner of Nebraska. And we've now completed our preliminary economic analysis, and we're moving full speed into our feasibility study. So what we're trying to do is to continue to develop the project, reduce the normal risks that are associated with resource projects, and move the effort as fast as possible into production.
Certainly. So can you provide us an overview there of the Elk Creek project? Once again, for some of our listeners that didn't catch the last interview, and give us an update since we last spoke about 5 months ago.
You bet, Juan. As I mentioned, we completed our PEA, but there's some other things that happened during calendar year 2014 which became, I guess, news in early 2015, which has occurred since our last interview. Things like during calendar year 2014, NioCorp's stock price increased by over 400%. NioCorp was also named the 2014 TSX Venture 50, or top, in the top 50, and we were the top mining sector performing company. We also graduated from the TSX Venture Exchange to the full big board TSX on March 9th, and then we, of course, issued our PEA results in mid-April. So it's been a very busy time, a very busy first half of the year already. We're continuing at our very aggressive pace to develop this project, and we don't see anything that will slow us down.
Great, and so what key trends are you focused on right now in the sector, and how is the company positioned to capitalize?
You know, niobium is a very unique mineral. There are only three producers of niobium in the world today. I have every confidence in the world that NioCorp will be the fourth producer in the world. But the uses and demand for niobium continue to grow. And I think that there's an excellent opportunity for NioCorp to come in and as a supplier and start to fill some of the demand needs. I think we're also uniquely situated because we're located in the United States. Of the three producers of niobium in the world, two of them are in Brazil and one of them is in Canada. So if you're not located in Brazil or Canada, then niobium almost by definition is a strategic and critical mineral. So NioCorp will play the role of being a U.S. producer, and again, we look forward to being the fourth producer of niobium in the world.
And can you talk about some of the recent management shifts that you had there and where the, you know, the new location or the new corporate headquarters?
Yeah, we have made some management changes. Peter Dickey, who has been with the company for probably about 5 years, has elected to retire. And in doing so, I have assumed now the CEO and the president role for the company. We still have one vacancy on our board of directors with Peter's departure. But with his departure, we've also elected to close down our Vancouver office, and we've moved our headquarters to Denver, Colorado. And that is where the entire team sits now, is in the Denver office. So I think that we'll see a higher level of efficiency and obviously lower overhead costs as a result. Overall, it doesn't really change the project that much, but it does make the company a little more efficient.
Certainly. What are some of the key factors that you feel make the company unique, make NioCorp unique from some of the other players there in the sector?
Well, one of the things that, of course, makes us unique is the fact that we have a major niobium resource in the ground, and its uniqueness includes a very high ore grade and a very large resource. So it's a very good position and a very unique position that we're in right now. But in addition to the niobium in the resource, we also have very good levels of titanium and scandium. Titanium is a very well-known mineral. It's used in the metal industry and in the paint industry. Very large markets for that, and we'll be able to produce our titanium and introduce it into the market and probably not capture a lot of attention as a result of that being a relatively small producer in a big market. But the really exciting news here, in addition to the niobium, is the scandium. Scandium is a relatively rare element, and this will be the largest producing asset known when it comes to scandium. And when you think about scandium and its uses, it's got a lot of similarities to niobium in that as niobium is to steel, scandium is to aluminum. So it can actually make the aluminum stronger, it can make it lighter, and most importantly, it makes the aluminum weldable, which means that if there's a good enough and a reliable enough supply of scandium, it can actually be very beneficial in industries like the airline industry, where right now they have to use rivets to put the plane together. And if they can weld the aluminum rather than rivet it, that goes a long way towards increasing the strength and the aerodynamics of the airplane. So some pretty exciting news on that front. And when we combine the titanium and the scandium and apply that as credits to the niobium production, we actually end up being, we think, probably in either the top position or certainly in the top two positions in terms of being a low-cost producer of niobium. So lots of good, exciting news on that front, and we'll continue to develop all of the metallurgy required to produce all three of those elements.
Good. And what are some of the key trends and the goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish over the course of the next 6 to 12 months?
I think the most important thing in front of us right now is to finish up our feasibility study, and we're still looking at a third quarter time frame for that effort. That'll be the culmination of about a year and a half of very aggressive hard work to put all the resource information together, put all the metallurgy information together, put all the environmental and social information together for the project, and issue that feasibility study. Immediately following the issuance of the feasibility study, then we'll get into the project financing, where we'll finalize our debt and equity raises so that we can start construction. Our goal is to finish that in late 2015 or early 2016, and immediately on the heels of doing the financing to get into project construction. We anticipate about an 18 to 24 month construction period, and then we start production. So time is running fast, but we've got very good plans, very good people that are involved in executing all of these plans, and things continue to go, I think, exceptionally well, and we're, as a general rule, meeting all of the timelines that we have suggested.
Certainly, and as you had mentioned at the top, you had recently joined the OTCQX Top 50. Is there anything that you still wish investors better understood about the company?
Well, I think I look at NioCorp as being a pretty simple decision on where to, if you've got money that you want to put into the resource industry, this is a good company to get into. We have all of the ingredients for a very good recipe here for success. We have an outstanding resource. We know our metallurgy very well at this point in time, and we have a very strong team of committed, passionate, and honest people. And when you put those combination of things together, good resource, good metallurgy, good people, I have yet to find that in the resource industry that does not result in success. So that's what I think people ought to get focused on. And to the extent that we can help them, we are here to answer any of their questions and make our information available. But I think that that's what the investment community needs to know.
And before we conclude here, Mark, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Well, I think it goes right back to the answer to the last question, Juan, and that is we have just an outstanding resource. I mean, it's the second largest and the third richest for niobium in the world. We have known metallurgy. We're not developing any new metallurgical processes. These are all very well-known systems that are just put into the right order to make the metallurgy work for this mineral. And we have outstanding people. And we're going to continue to add to our team over the next few months as we get past the feasibility study and start heading into construction. And what the investors can count on is that we'll continue to hire the best people available for the resource industry, and we're pretty proud of the ones we have already.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. We'd like to thank you guys for taking the time to join us today and update our investor audience on NioCorp. It's always good to have you on.
Well, thank you, Juan. It's our pleasure to be here, and we're pretty excited about our future. So thanks for giving us the opportunity.
Anytime.